Our first question today is from an email correspondent, and it goes like this. Sometimes Frank mentions doing the workshop before it begins. I think the same thing happened to me. Yesterday, I was walking through a parking lot and tried to avoid a car. When I did, I tripped over a curb and fell down in a hilariously dramatic way. I even felt like my body bounced. I got scraped up and later on started feeling sore. Nothing was broken. I was about an hour from my house when all that happened. I got cleaned up at a pharmacy and then drove home. When I was going to bed, I felt my way into all the scrapes and places where I felt sore. When I woke up, I felt fine. I have some scabs, but I feel fine. To be honest, I have the feeling that I was pushed, and there's a thought of hilarity to the whole thing. Some people saw me fall and asked if I was okay. I'm asking what actually happened from your perspective, because this feels like several things happened at once. Well, there's a couple things we want to start off with. First and foremost, your body is an amazing device. So when you say you felt like you bounced, when we look at you vibrationally as the words sort of pass through Frank's lips, and we look at the correlation between what he's saying and what you wrote and your vibrational tone to that, like in a dream, you would interpret it as being a bounce. But we think that what you discovered, perhaps to your surprise, is the resilience of your body. In fact, this is not a diagnosis, and we're going to probably be wrong about this, but we suspect that you have been taking a lot of vitamin D, and that your body falling in the way that it did is actually telling you, yeah, look at what the vitamin D is doing. Now, do we say that you should take or that anyone should take vitamin D? Absolutely not. We have no idea what that is. We're not even sure what that means. But you say the bones were not broken. Nothing broke, but you hit something hard, but you bounced and you got scraped up. Okay, so your skin did its job. Your skin kept it together, and the bones and the body of the and the muscles and the tendons and the cartilage and all that sort of thing did its job. So you bounced down and you bounced back up. We would say you didn't bounce, and we know this isn't really that big of a deal, but that word, I felt like I bounced, but then you also say, I have the feeling that I was pushed. Those two things from our perspective, like I was pushed and I bounced, or I bounced and I was pushed. If you take those two things and combine them together, maybe sit with that for a little while and feel your way into it. Because in a lot of ways, it's as if you are asking us to interpret a dream. There's something very dreamlike about this. We're not quite certain why, and it's not really relevant as to why it's dreamlike. But we think that's what led you to write this question, because you were thinking, there's a part of this that I just don't understand. Now, we're certain that probably you could, if you haven't already, retrace your steps mentally and kind of see why you tripped over the curb. Perhaps the curb was like higher than you were expecting, or maybe your feet just didn't do what it is that you were expecting them to do. And so one thing led to another, and there you were, falling to the ground. But if you have a sense that you were pushed and that your body bounced, these are things that are outside. We're assuming you were not with anyone. You don't mention anyone else. These are things that are not in alignment with just tripping and falling. What force could enter into physical reality and push you down? None. Zero. Zilch. Does a human body bounce? It's possible. But if you have, for example, enough fat on your body to where it feels like you are getting a bounce, the bounce happens in the ocean or in the swimming pool, not necessarily on pavement or hard ground. So the bounce and being pushed, those are, not to use a word that we don't really mean in the way that it's usually interpreted, but those are extrasensory perceptions. They're outside of the realm of your physical reality, and they violate the rules of physics. And we're not saying you're not capable of violating the rules of physics. You've probably got a huge long list of tickets for all the violations of physics that you've accumulated over the years. It's just that there's something very dreamlike about all of this. And so one of the things that we would recommend that you do is, again, sit in a chair and take those two phrases, I felt like I bounced and I felt like I was pushed, and combine them together and see what happens. Just sit with it. And it might take you back to the moment and you might reimagine it. You might be sitting there like outside the bubble looking in as there's a version of you recreating that over and over and over again. But that to us is the most significant part of this. We can't really tell you what happened because from our perspective, all we can see is the dream. And we know that you would not consider this to be within the realm of physical, of a dream. Like you weren't asleep. You weren't meditating. Maybe you had just been someplace or had done something. Perhaps you were coming from a yoga class, or maybe you were coming from a meditation class. Maybe you were in a slightly altered state. And maybe all that really happened was the falling and being pushed and bouncing up was to kind of bring you back to yourself. We're not saying that there was a reason for this. Things happen. And while it does appeal to those who like to be in charge and in control of their reality to try to figure out why everything happens in the way that it does so that you can learn from it, which is an entirely ridiculous New Age approach that we highly do not recommend, we don't think that's what you're doing here. We think that it's the dreamlike state that confuses you. Now, there's one other thing that we want to point out, and it's just something that we want to sort of remind you why you did this. You said, when I was going to bed, I felt my way into all the scrapes and places where I felt sore. When I woke up, I felt fine. I have some scabs, but I feel fine. So there's a couple of suggestions that we have for you about this. One is to pay attention to the fact that you do feel fine. We're assuming when you say that you feel fine, that you don't feel the soreness of the next day. Like if you had gone to the gym and you'd worked really hard, and then the next morning you woke up and were like, oh, I can really tell that I worked hard the day before. Or that I fell on a hard surface and then got up. I can tell I did that. Obviously, your body's not telling you that other than the scabs. So with the scabs, and scabs are perfectly wonderful things. Scabs are people too. They're perfectly wonderful things. They're very helpful. But if you decide that you don't really need to go through the like 3 to 5 day scab process, you can just decide that the body, the part of your body that got banged up, that got either by being compressed because it's an internal part of the body or by being scraped because it's an external part of the body, that none of that really actually happened and none of it matters. If you take, there's another thing you might want to consider too, and this would be applicable to lots of other things, but if you take the idea of I fell on Friday and turn that into a dream, I dreamt that I fell on Friday. And I thought I had some scabs, but they don't seem to be here anymore. I can't find them. That's a very useful thing for any sort of unwanted physical experience. I had a dream that it happened, but now, and I thought I had evidence of it, but now I can't find it anywhere. It's very similar to that other thing we've talked about before of I messed up. I don't know who's thinking these thoughts because I don't think thoughts like this. This doesn't make any sense. It doesn't resonate with me. So it must be someone else thinking thoughts. So it's not trying to put lipstick on a pig. It's not trying to put a happy sticker on something unhappy. It's just reframing it. Everything is a dream. So that's not incorrect. It was a dream. It was the dreamiest of dreams. But from your perspective, when you call something a dream, what you're actually saying is that the thing that happened did not happen in physical reality. And there's a big aspect of this going on here. We're not trying to be rude, but we do question whether this actually even happened. And you may be saying, as you listen to this, I can see the scabs on my skin. I know it happened. Well, use this as an opportunity to pivot and be like, yeah, those ghosts must be right. Those stupid fucking ghosts must be right. This was really just a dream. It didn't really actually happen. Bodies don't bounce. That's like a dream. Unless you like bouncing bodies, which you suppose there's, you know, something for everyone. You could like bouncing bodies for all we know. It might be a really nice thing to say, or it could just be like it's a testament to vitamin D, which we don't really understand what that means, but that keeps coming up over and over and over again in the background here. Maybe it is a testament to vitamin D, but we don't know what that means. We literally don't know what that means. Frank has an opinion about what he thinks it means, but it's not. He's not the one answering this question. We are answering the question. But that's where that data is coming from. But we could be wrong. We could be right. But again, think about the taking this proposition. That must have been a dream. And I thought I had evidence of it being real because I had scrapes and I had scabs, but I can't find them. They're gone. Now, of course, the way to do that on a practical level is to kind of sit in a chair and be looking at something that's far, far away from any skin that would be able to produce any evidence of any of this. And you might notice that, unless I'm mistaken, the scrapes and the scabs probably itch a little bit or sting a little bit. Maybe not quite as much as they did before, but you might notice that there's no stinging or itching anymore. And that there's no soreness. Any little relevant sort of latent soreness, you could say, well, that just is attributed to the fact that I was hunched over a little bit yesterday or that I was sitting in an awkward way. But I don't remember. I can't quite be certain. This is not a fix. To be clear, this is not a fix. Not at all. This is an idea that we are inviting you to consider. So we've given you several suggestions. Notice what we have not done is say, what actually happened from our perspective? Because we don't see anything. Now, that doesn't mean there's nothing there. But that's not what you're really offering us. What you really, we think, wanted to talk about, and then you ended your email by saying, okay, now I need to ask the stupid thing goes to actual question, so here's the question. But the actual question is about the dream. There's something very dreamlike about this. And again, it could be that you were in yoga or that you had been meditating or that you had, we don't know. You could have been doing something that just required a lot of concentration. And then suddenly this bouncing thing that may or may not have happened occurred and then brought your attention back to physical reality. Not because you needed to do that, but because you wanted that. So it's not really the answer to the question you asked, but we do think we've answered several of the questions you did not ask, but that are inherent in what you offered. So we thank you very much for bringing this to the table. Very delicious, very delightful, and very magical indeed.